Okay, let's give some more love, please, to John, DeFore, and to Brian. Is that cool? We are so blessed. We are so blessed. So, this is our Easter service. I think it's probably one of my most favorite to put together. And today we have something very special for you. So, today we celebrate Easter. And Easter is the renewal of our Christ consciousness, allowing that power of grace to renew us, to refresh us, to restore us, to remind us that we are truly blessed. And today, we are each invited to open to that presence of love in a greater way than ever before, to the power of good in action. Stop and just think about that. To open greater to that power of love, to that good in action that is desiring to be expressed in and through and as our lives. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, said, Jesus was not the great exception. He was the great example. He was an example. And he said, you too shall do greater things than I have done. We too can give way to our divine self to allow the fullness of who we are to be expressed, to be experienced in that Christ consciousness, in the greater life within us. We already have it. We're full of it, remember? Easter is the story of the power of spirit that lives deeply within life. We see it everywhere. Within our individual lives and the life of nature around us, we are each made in the image and likeness. Spirit is the life within each one of us. We know this. We hear it. Today, I'm going to invite you to take it to a deeper place, deeper than you ever have. Easter is the story of the overcoming and renewal. The letting the past be the past. It is the annual reminder that in the darkest moments, the deepest trials, the times when there's struggle, that the light, that love, the truth, a spirit can never be shut out. The truth of the spirit is always present. It is at the very center and circumference of each and every one of us. It is bright with power, burning bright with love. It is this power, this constant love, that we may turn to at any time, finding it within and calling it to work through us, to work for us, to work around us in every situation. That is ours to do, is to awaken this power that is always and forever within us. At every moment, it is up to each one of us to call upon that spirit of the divine within us. And ask that spirit of the divine to act on our behalf. You know, to me, it takes all the angst out of everything when there is a situation or difficulty and it's happening out there. We can say, okay, spirit, okay, God, okay, beloved, whatever you call it, there's only one power and we can call upon it. It is ours to call and to say, please straighten this one out. Make this one understandable for me, or clear it up. Because there's always something more available for us to call on. More available than our daily human experiences. That's to me what Easter reminds us of. It's the resurrection, it's the rebirth, it's the remembering. To begin to tap into, to touch the presence of God that is alive and available within each one of us. The opportunity we have today is to call upon the power of Spirit in our personal application. Where will you call that presence of Spirit to reveal to you in an event or circumstance, situation of your life? Think about it. Not holding it apart from us, but holding it or at arm's length, because when we talk to that presence of Spirit, it is within us and we can place it in every situation or any situation that we so desire. That's our privilege. To bring renewal and the Christ consciousness home to our very hearts, to remember again, oh yeah, I could bring God into this situation. I could bring Spirit into this difficulty, into this challenge. Inviting it as the living truth within us and surrounding us. We invite it today into our families, invoking the activity of love into all family relationships. We invite it into the world today, calling forth peace and harmony in all lives. As we awaken the Christ within, we are each lifted up into that greater truth of our being. It's there, ready, willing, wanting to be called upon. This morning, we have prepared a blessing ceremony for you to support each of us in our commitment to release the old way of looking at things, the old way of allowing a situation to take life in us or to have its way with us. Let's use this to release the old and accept the activity of Spirit within us with our attention. We commit to that love greater in our lives. And so you've all got the yellow copy, the back of your bulletin. I'll be the leader. You be the response. Got it? Good. The Christ consciousness within me is the true source of wisdom and spiritual power. Spiritual power. I am illumined. My way is made clear. My success is assured. The Christ within me is the true source of health and wholeness. Through the Christ Spirit within me, I am resurrected into a greater expression of health and wholeness. I am whole, strong, and free. I rejoice in my healing. The Christ consciousness within me is the true source of all love, light, and prosperity. Through the Christ Spirit within me, I am resurrected into a greater awareness of life's abundant source. I am enriched with love and prospered. Abundance of all good fills my life and affairs. By the grace and power of the Christ Spirit of renewal, be refreshed. Let this day be a release of the old. I let the old fall away. I am renewed. And I'm refreshed. My heart is filled with the living truth of love. By this grace, we call upon the power of Spirit to awaken greater love within our hearts. I'm ready and willing to allow true Christ within greater expression in all I do, in all I say, and all I think. I am, I am, I am. I am, I am.